Prepare to fight for your life, because this week's Discovery returns to Panem for a deadly game. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. When Suzanne Collins published The Hunger Games in 2008, readers were immediately drawn into the action and drama of Katniss Everdeen's fight for survival. Now, the author returns to Panem for the audio edition of an equally captivating prequel, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. The story takes place decades before the original Hunger Games trilogy. It's the Day of the Reaping, and for 18-year-old Coriolana Snow, much is riding on the 10th Hunger Games. The once great Snow family has crumbled, but as a mentor for the Hunger Games, he has the chance to improve his family's situation. Unfortunately, Coriolanus has been assigned to mentor the girl from District 12, but there's something about his tribute, Lucy Gray Baird, that could just shake up the games. Now, the early Hunger Games of Coriolanus Snow's youth are far from the spectacle of Katniss Everdeen's games. They're gritty and raw, with none of the fanfare, and the story offers a look at the game's eventual transformation. One thing that isn't much different, however, is the main character. The young man who grows up to become the villainous President Snow is never truly likable. He's smarmy and scheming, manipulating every situation with a slick smile or an insincere compliment. Outside his small, struggling family, he'll only give his precious time and attention to those who have something valuable to offer him, namely food, money, or power. Still, there's something about him that offers just a glimmer of hope. His love for his family, his feelings for Lucy Gray. And in those moments when he acts out of something other than selfishness, he becomes more than just the purely villainous character of the trilogy. And while you'll never really like him, the action and drama around him definitely make him an intriguing character with a gripping story. But is it worth joining in the games with a young President Snow? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes isn't the same Hunger Games novel, but one thing hasn't changed. It's still the kind of thrilling, thought-provoking read that will keep you captivated. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes by Suzanne Collins is 16 hours and 16 mesmerizing minutes long and is available from Scholastic Audio. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.